Okay, we started Sifyat Aleph. We're up to the Mila ceremony. We did the Mechaber and not the Ramah, but since it's a short Mechaber, we may as well repeat it. Nayagin la'asais kisei laliyo, shenikra malach habris. It's the custom to make a seat for Eliyahu HaNavi, called the malach habris. The whole reason to make the seat is not because Elio needs to sit, but to illustrate to the people that Elio Navi is there. So therefore we say, we make that statement. It's not an obligation. It's a custom. Probably the Mar- I don't know, most of the things come from the Maril Chaf. It says it comes from Api Medrash. Oh, the Gra brought the Medrash. We read it last week. Excuse me? I think it means the seat. I believe it refers to the seat. I mentioned to you last week that they are different in Hagim. You have a separate seat for Elio and a separate seat for the Sandik, which is what I've seen. Oh, Kshemenicha, that's the custom. So when you put the baby in the Kishaliyo, then you say, Zakishaliyo Zacholatai. It's true that that's. Right. The question is, when it says Kishemenicha Yoimar, according to our custom, it's when you put the baby down, then you say, Zakishaliyo. Well, I would have read it when you put the seat down. Okay, but it's all Minhagim, and be that as it may. Taz says, Aviyah ben Yomer Pasik, Ashrei Tifcha v'tikarev Yishkei Chatzirecha. Although the custom is that the Mayel says it rather than the Aviyah ben. Okay. At any rate, we're up to the Ramah. The Ramah brings the custom of Sandikois, which today is a well-known minig. The main kibud at a bris milah is Sandikois. So the Ramah brings this minig. V'dayegin lahader achar mitzvah zu liyay sandik litvay satinik lamayalai. He says that the custom is to go after this kibud. Smash would not go after other kibudim, but to go after the kibud of being a sandik. I mentioned to you last week that this is the one line in Shulchan Aruch that Rapam didn't seem to be makbir on. To be mahader achar sandikos, if somebody would offer him sandikos, he would check if there's a great grandfather or a grandfather, somebody to be mechabed first. It's interesting. Somebody once spoke to me about whether he should give sandikos to the baby's grandfather or the baby's great grandfather. So I said to him, "Well, the baby's great grandfather is older. I would think he should have kedima." So he said to me, "Yeah, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, kibud av is before kibud." Zakenai. Now, he's giving a kibud, so he said a very logical argument that to be mechaber my father should have be a bigger mitzvah than to be mechaber my grandfather. My father is the baby's grandfather. That's the baby's great grandfather. All right, that's actually what I told him. I told him, well, why don't you just tell your father, you know, I want to be mechaber you, but I'm not sure if I should mechaber the grandfather. And so that works. Unless the question is, should I be mechaber my father or my wife's grandfather, in which case it gets sticky. I think at the end, Shalom is the. So we'll get to that. The Ramah discusses it now. Ramah is asking about the custom not to give sandikos twice to someone, and that's based on the following Ramah, which we'll read. Ramah goes on. Yafa kayach hasandik mekayach hamayil. The sandik is a bigger kibud than the mayil, like Dima Lekriya Satira. If you have to give an aliyah, and you only have in the weekdays one Yisrael aliyah, and they'll say the sandik and the mayil are both Yisraelim, the sandik has kedima to the mayil, like Dima Lekriya Satira. The chol sandik, now why should a sandik be more than a mayil? The chol sandik have a kemaktik tairis. Every sandik is like a kayin who offers up the tairis. And therefore the sandik is before the mayil. It's so hard to understand. Why is the sandik more than the mayil? Some sefer says in the tshuva that the sandik has tarti. He's the mizbeach. It is a mesayaya in the mila itself. The tzaddik, by holding the baby properly, is a mesayaya in the mila itself, and therefore the tzaddik has tarity. Now, I've seen brisin where the tzaddik is an old elder zayd. I used to think grandfathers are old. Now I think young people are grandfathers. So the great-grandfather's there. And so he's just not strong enough to hold the baby properly. So they have someone stand behind him and hold the baby. It would seem, based at least on what the Chassam Sefer says, that the tzaddik is not the he says on the cause is two things. It's on your knees, you're like the mizbeach, and you're mesayaya in the mila. So if someone else is the mesayaya in the mila, that particular tzaddik is not really a mesayaya in the mila itself. So okay, these are not things that matter. Well, he's not helping the mila. He has one mila, not the second mila. What? He remains in Zeh. So the Chassam Sefer says he's ahead of the mayo. He has two, and the mayo has one. So he doesn't have two. The mayo's not doing everything. See, he has one mila, and the mayo has one mila. Okay. What? He's not doing. So Sefer says you have two things. You're mizbeach, you're not doing anything, and you have a mila that you're also doing something. You're helping. Should be considered helping. Yeah. If you're not holding, then it's a much smaller mile. Yes. Okay. The miles of Shliach, we had that. Okay. It goes on. Now, one thing, it does not say here who has Kadima. It says the tzaddik is ahead of the mayel. Where does the Aviyah Ben fit in? It's a little strange that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us where the Aviyah Ben fits in. He doesn't. So there it says the Bir Halacha. There's a Bir Halacha in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas. Let me speak. We'll give you a chance also. The Bir Halacha has a kuntris of Seder Kedimus Valius. In general, for Kedima Talias, he has a Seder. He puts Aviyah Ben ahead of both the Sandik and the Mayel. But the Bir Halacha is talking about Shabbos Kedem Amila. You know about Shabbos Kedem Amila. So Shabbos Kedem Amila, the Aviyah Ben is a Chiyuv. And the Sandik and the Mayel are lesser Chiyuvim. But does that mean that on the Yom HaMila, I would think logically, it's the same thing on the Yom HaMila. So when this came up, people would ask Rav Palm at a bris, he would say, ask the Mayol his minig. I don't know where Rav Palm's cheshrim was. He would say, ask the Mayol his minig. Why did he say ask the Mayol his minig? I'm not sure. It could be, since Alpidin, the Mayol is last, so he wanted... I don't know. To give the Mayel the chance to say so. What? Aviyah Ben doesn't know his meaning because it's his first or second time doing it. But anyway, this is the.
Rebbe, where is
this Bir Halacha? Right in the beginning. It's a kuntris, say the Chiyuvim or whatever the Lashon.
You see the Shabbos before also the
Mayel? So we can take a look at it if you want. All right. Yeah, Moshe says it bothers him that really the male is just a shliach of the father. So why should the male have any kedima? He's only a shliach of the father. You know, the male really, it's true that when you make a shliach to do a mitzvah, that the shliach is nachayiv in, he's nothing more than your shliach. But you have to remember that the male really has a mitzvah saseh also. Whole Klai Yisrael is mitzvah to be Malvis child. And therefore, even though it's true that he's a shliach, and we're makbid that he should say he's a shliach, but that's not the... If you say it loud enough, other people to hear, it's good. Yeah.
Normally, when we say, Rofam Havis Melech, so one person makes a bracha for other people. He said, in case, let's say, we agreed in two milas at the same time in the shul, but by twins, they're even separate. Because they must be two milas at the same time, in shul, then one mile makes bracha for both of them. So he said, why? So this is exactly what you just said. Because since the field are milas, and then the father is not there, It's a tzibur dika mitzvah, and a tzibur dika mitzvah, they make a barov hamadah, so 1 mile from the kibbutz.
What can make for? Okay, we had in the Sifei, the Machlekes Rishonim, he's explaining the sheets of a chaver. It's a mitzvah on the tibur anyway. So even though it's two children, it's still one mitzvah. Okay, very nice. The okay, that's good. The okay. At any rate. So the Gufri continue with the Ramah. The Ramah continues, L'chei Nayagin, and this is a controversial thing he says, L'chei Nayagin, Shaloi Litein Shnei Yaladim Labal Bris Echad. The custom is not to give two of your children to the same Baal Bris, meaning Sandik. Why? K'dabrina Gabi K'tayres, Chadashim L'K'tayres. We say, by regarding the K'tayres in the beginning of Yuma, that they did a Geirel, a pious, for whoever did it, it was only new people. If you brought the Keteris once, you couldn't do it again. So therefore, the same thing with Sandikos, which is like being makdir Keteris, so you don't do it twice. You don't do it twice from the same family to the same person. The Gra in Memvav has his famous expression. He says, Devarav ein lohem shachar, his words have no light. He says, "The imkay my tama miyadam echad afkod echad layasa based on the sandik la'ilam. Why only one father doesn't give to two? You should only should be a once in a lifetime kibud." And the famous words are, "Ula'ilam lo yira'inu sandik shemis asher." His words are, "We haven't seen that the sandik becomes wealthy." Ella. But he agrees with the minig. He says, "Minig wa pitzvos rabbi chasid." He agrees that a family shouldn't give two people, a person sandikos for two children. He says, the minig is up here, Yehuda HaChasid. So, Memela, we talk in the Gra, confirms the minig, not to give two, but he says it's a different reason. Now, what's with this taina, Me'ela, lo re'inu sandik shemis asher? Say there are a few terutzim on it. What's most famous, I think, is the stipulous teretz. That Ashirus is not always money. They asked him that Sadik Misasher, what's with you? You were Sadik so often. So we have two versions that sometimes he said that his Ashirus is his son, Reb Chaim, and other times he said his Ashirus is that a Swarim were Makubal by Klal Yisrael. So we only follow Yehuda HaChasid where it's brought in Paiskim. There are a lot of things it says in Yehuda HaChasid that we don't do. That we don't even have an inkling. He really says never to name a child Shmuel or Yehuda. He says not to build a house with bricks. He says two brothers shouldn't move to the same city. There are a lot of things that we don't keep. We keep those things that are brought in the Paiskim. Those are the things we keep.
What about not closing a window and doing construction?
That we do keep. There are things that are brought, and then those are the things we keep.
What happens now, if he's married, gets divorced? The man's married again, has another child. Can somebody sandik for two?
It would seem not. The minig is that a man doesn't give away a kibbutz to two.
It's not the same family, though. It's
twice. I don't know. But Rav Kreisworth, Zechariah Lavracha, used to say that the reason people aren't getting rich is because sandik really includes sandik mu'umad. Sandik includes sandik movement. In other words, you're sandik for the mila, and then you should be a sandik for the bracha, the giving of the name. And when they gave him a kibbutz, he would request the full thing. Whether he became rich or not, I'm not sure, but he would request both. And he said that's why, because sandik includes the whole thing. So that's so. I don't know. Reb Chaim Knievsky was asked. There's a sefer Ireach Tzedakah and Hilchot Tzedakah, which when we learned Hilchot Tzedakah, I used. So there, they say the Yisrof Chaim. Why it says Aser B'shul Shetes Asher? Plenty of people give Meiser, and they're not becoming wealthy. So Reb Chaim said, just like there are schoolists for becoming wealthy, there are schoolists for becoming poor. And a person who does both schoolists, so they cancel each other out, and so you don't become wealthy. So it would be nice. I once made a list of the schoolists for poverty. One of them is throwing away bread, which in America I think everybody does. unfortunately, whatever it is, people throw away bread, even crumbs. It says is not good for. I don't know what the eighth is. You know, there's so much bread in the house, and nobody wants to eat yesterday's bread, so it's hard. Feed it to birds. We don't have that many birds around for all this bread. So at any rate, these are terutzim on why they were not misasher.
Now,
the rebbes are totally makel, and they chassidim say that the kohen gadol can do the ketores as often as he wants. The Rebbe is the Kohen Gadol. Which Rebbe is the Kohen Gadol? Okay, so it's a machlokes different Chayah Chassidus. Let's finish the Ramah. Ein lo isha liyos sandik. A woman should not be a sandik litinik b'makim she'efshar be'ish b'shum d'havah kapritus. Now, if the meal is going to get pushed off, of course you do it. But otherwise, he says it's pritus for the woman to be sitting among the men. U'makal makayim. He oizeres labayla umeviya tinik ad beis haknesses. This is what we call kvater. The kvater brings the baby until the shul. Vazakech ish mimena v'nasa sandik. And then you go to the sandik. Ava ha'ish yachal lasis hakoil b'loyisha. But without a kvater, it's okay. V'nagu ha'maylim l'spalo b'yayim ha'mila. The end, he brings a meaning we've never seen. They sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they raise their voice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their throats, and hold the knife in there. Why are we not noyig this way? So if you want to know why, you look in the bottom Shach, Shach of Gimel. Why are we not noyig this way? B'tshuvas Mara Moshe means, Sibir G'kosav, Halesa, V'layim Sidrash Hazum B'shum Duchta. This drasha that the mayel is the baltfilo we find nowhere. Rak hakatofim v'adarshonim oimrim zeh. My people say this, those who katofim, what does that mean? They want to chap the oven, and darshonim say it, v'ayseh kra nidrash barabah b'nyin acher, u'psif the nidrash lein divrei taira. The mayel should learn. Because of aitsham, ein litchais m'shum kach, ha'ovel l'spal b'yam amila. You shouldn't push away the oval who has kedima. Chol ha'maycha ba'ovel. Anybody who takes away the amid from an oval when he deserves the amid, ki'ilu meicha ba'adam lasis mitzah, he's preventing a person from doing a mitzah, u'ki'ilu goizel es ha'meis, he's stealing from the meis. What does that mean, he's stealing? Ki'ilu goizel men ha'meis. Not goizel men ha'meis. Ki'ilu goizel men ha'meis, es ha'meis. Imlai b'makim shish min ha'kavu api chachamim. Unless the city has a set minig, because of a toss at force, it became a minig. The mayel pushes away the oval. The really reason is because someone who does one mitzvah, we give him another mitzvah. Like someone who daven slichus, minig was to he daven arvis, he daven shachris. But we never saw this minig that the mayel is makbid down for the yamid. I don't think any of us.
The
chayim in Abris, there's some communities that have such a minig. I don't know. Maybe Roman is Kelvig right now. I don't know. Could be. Could be. Maybe it's a different explanation that you shouldn't hold it. Be enough kameen if you do it in the house. If you're doing a bris in the house, kip priests. It's like priests. Like priests. I don't know. Kip priests. What? The fact that we learned is mentioned elsewhere. Maybe we'll talk about it. Sure. We spoke. I think we discussed that once. The meaning of the father to learn before is because the baby gets a. What they call a shleimus of the neshama, so you learn to attribute schus for the baby, especially Thursday night mishma. Yeah. Anyway, this is the meaning of a kvater. The meaning of a kvater, at least in the Chassidus Shesvarim, is considered to be equivalent to a sadik by a man, a kvater by a woman. There's a shtickle bakar for it. There's a shari tshuva in Arachayim Tufkuf Nun Aleph. It's the first Sharei Tshuva. Some Mishtaburas have it as Sivkot Gimel because it goes on Behetiv Gimel. Some have it Alma. It's the first one. So first of all, regarding the Kfata, he says Noshim Hanoisos Es Atinik LeBeis Hakneses, VaBeishita Satinik LeBeis Hakneses Shalad Noshim. Shekairin kvater shaft. Loishim gam came big day Shabbos. During the 9 days, they should put on big day Shabbos. Kimishayim la mitzvah cheres mitzvah zil mila lagzul levad. This is sort of the woman's last connection. So he says that that they do such a thing. Someone asked what kvater means in Yiddish. Anybody know?
Godfather,
really? Kvater is a godfather.
I thought it meant okay. Kvater.
I'm always amazed at your brilliance. It says he's a linguist when it comes to Yiddish. Okay. I'll tell you something else. The other kibudim, they call cheka. What does cheka mean? You have any idea? Yeah, you never heard of it? Lap. Cheka, they call cheka, that they hand it from one to the other.
From the word cheka.
Yeah, chest. Okay, Chazer's chest. The there's a b'minig. I've never seen in the yeshiva world, but in the chassidim, they give cheka, they give all the uncles, they kibudim, more and more kibudim. So the Sharei Tshuva brings the following: Mashikozam Agan Avraham Shamachtes Vamoitzi Atinik Einoy Bechlalze. They're not included in the heter to take a haircut. There's a heter in the 9 days. So Ramayel Vesandik and Avi Aben to take a haircut. Says the that's not included. Who adiru mekosh ken shar bale kibudim. This is what Magen Avraham talking. Apparently, these kibudim went a long way back. Shar bale kibudim shemishitin atinik mizeh lezeh, that they hand the tinik from one person to another, and v'gam oisem mamanichin al kisei sheliyo. That's also kibud by us. You mechabit some kisei sheliyo to put the baby down. Chen abanikin al birchav shel sandik, the one who places the baby on the knees of the sandik. Oyamazik hatinik beis amiris ashekidish yedid mi beten. Especially not like Rav Kreisworth. This mashu was a separate person that held the baby by the bracha. They are not included in the heter of the 9 days of taking a haircut. The ktsas hoya nira lahokel la noisin al birke hasandik visharagle hasandik daimel lemizbeach. It's like the kayin who puts it on the mizbeach. Avoloi risi noyegin kain. Ubekal kidish abroad noyegin shavi aben ho aminiach hasatinik al ragle hasandik uminig yafahi. That's the aben who puts it on the feet of the sandik, which is the minig many mailam today. Tell them to give it to the avi aben. Avi aben should do it. Vavi aben vavi hayoledes. Interesting. The father-in-law noyegin lahaku live vaysh big day Shabbos unishayim together with their wives. If they would have a bris, they would put on big day Shabbos to cover the bris. Other relatives do it. Why? Tzarchiyim is there. Why? Nira. Shitzar hula via bema yaledes kashem misarvin bisimchosam akroivim o'ela. Says the tzar for the avia ben that others don't participate in the simcha. And therefore, there's sort of a heter for them to do it, put on big day Shabbos as well, not take a haircut. What?
Like a
chassid, like v'msameach them. It's interesting. A chassid is mitzvah to v'msameach the aviyah ben. But it's interesting. He says aviyah ben v'aviyah yaledes. Yaledes father. They have the meaning that they put on the they put these on. All right. So anyway, this is a Tisha B'Av itself. Let's see, what is it saying here? Rosh Chodesh Av, Tisha B'Av, Ne'egin Shamayel Baal Bris, Vavi Aben, Leib Shem Bigdei Shabbos. Here it says, Ad Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Does Mishnah Berurah say anything about Tisha B'Av? This is Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, the beginning of Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph.
If you look at the Ramah, where it says by Tish about the Tzang Kodesh, but also there is Yishman Bimenot, the Nasa Tzang, means that he comes Tzang.
It sounds like from the Ramah that the one who takes the baby, that there's no Chekes, that it goes straight. Okay, I don't know. These are obviously all Minhagim and not Devarim HaMa'akvim. Now, Pisrei Tshuva, first of all, Pisrei Tshuva Yud Gimel, which I may have read last week, says Daigil Asati Pitalis. The custom is that the Sandik wears a talis, and he brings a shaila on Tisha B'Av itself. Ayim b'shari tshuva v'arachayim shekosim b'shem k'nes ha'gdayla lefi haminik shaloi luvish talis b'tisha B'Av shachris. Our custom is not to wear a talis Tisha B'Av in the morning. Gam l'tzarech liya Sandik l'milo lo yilvish talis. That really you shouldn't wear a talis even for a bris. Mechamakei reisi sadik echad lavash ubeirach v'loy betzisi mechisi biyadai. I don't know where that comes from, to delay it to the chatzais. I said, I didn't say there's no makar. I said, I don't know the makar. Pashtos, Riz Magdimen, the bris should always be before chatzais.
So,
the bris, I think it should be before kinnis, logically. It should be before kinnis, Shav Kadima to kinnis. The Pesachei Tshuva sends us in Yudalit to look at the Nida Yehuda. Those of you who know regarding the Nida Yehuda, this tshuva is a little bit, gives you a little of his personality. Nida Yehuda was a guy in Eilam. The tshuvas Nida Yehuda, each one is a chiddush gadol. It's not like today. They print tshuvas from people. What does it say in the tshuva? What should I do? Tshuva, you should do like it says in Mishnah Berurah. They print it. A lot of the tshuvas are not, they're nice. They're like the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshkayach, you know. But the Nida Yehuda, they printed, all his tshuvas have chidushim, generally things that are not conventional thinking. Nida Yehuda was also against new things. He was a strong misnagid to Hasidus in general, but also to a lot of the things Rabbi Chassid ben Hagim he was against, and that was his general mahalach. Now the question is, with the Ketores here, the idea everyone knows that the Sadnik, his knees are like Makka Ketores, and that he discusses here in Tshuva Peivav. In Tshuva in the Yeridaya, the first volume of Nida Yehuda Kama, Tshuva Peivav. He starts with an expression. He writes. Elsewhere, he writes, I delayed answering you, Shari'isi She'en Sha'losai Nechutza. It's not a very important Shaila, so I delayed answering. Okay, Padisi Ma'at, Risi Batavis. Now I have a little bit of time. So Shail asks, he has a child, he wants to get a Sandik, and the only child I had, the only Sandik that I could think of that I would want is someone that was Sandik for my first son. You wonder how many days it took him to answer the shayla. You understand? That's the shayla. That's the tshuva. What? Yeah. Okay. He says he starts. And this he writes in a number of tshuvas. Ein daiti noicha lahashiv bedavar she'ein lo shayrish min hashas. Says I don't really like talking about things that have no makar in Gemara. So where's the makar of the Ketores? Divrei Rabbeinu Peretz Shevi Maril Bereishil Chasmila, this Ramah, who rak kenas machta loseis tam al mashin nimnoa melechabed laechad b'shnei banim. Not a halacha the chutzah. It's a smachta to explain why not. Here's the kasha. B'guf hadavar shadima baril mitzuzul makte k'tayres ani tava. Listen to this kasha. Av shadima birkayim shal sadik lemizbeach. The Taka says in the Medrash that the knees of the Sadik are a Mizbeach. Why compare it to the Mizbeach Apnimi? Where you bring the Ketores, isn't it more logical to compare it to the outside Mizbeach? And compare it to the outside Mizbeach. Why compare it to the inside Mizbeach? Where you almost never spritz dam, except when you spritz dam on the Mizbeach. Except on Yom Kippur, you spritz dam on the Mizbeach Apnimi twice, four times actually, but the Parvus of Sinan the Serafim and Pas Hashem and Kippurim. I'll say it every morning. I'll Pareches Vav Mizbeach Hazah. So we four times with all on Yom Kippur. He says, why compare it to that? Compare it to Mizbeach Hechitzin. V'harei, b'chol HaKabonis, l'yem etzvichim kaidim chadoshim. They didn't need a separate karbana, zulas lapayas hashlishi, shehu lahakti k'tayres. So he has this kasha on the whole idea. He says, nirish yotzu zemin ha-medrish. So where does it come from? So he have a shtikl tayra for a bris. So where does it come from that it's makti k'tayres? A medrish, there's a medrish in pashas lech lecha, b'shah, shavala, avram, yilidei beisai. When Avram Avinu did his bris mila, not only on Yitzchak, but he did on Yishmael, he did on all the avodim yilidei beisai. Hemad givay sa'aralos, he made a pile of all the arlos. V'zoch aleim chama, the hisliu, and they started to rot. Va'ala rechav of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu kiktaris hasam and ukaila shol kali liishim. So there it says it went up like kiktaris hasamim and like a ayla. So vazeh samchor made a peretz marvil and vazeh the kiktaris. Afal pikein oimer ani says Nabi Yehuda ain little bit kiktaris liishtei ma'asheres. Well, the hakpid achadash of kiktaris. He says that there's no real kapeda for it, and he goes into the following discussion. He says, the Ketores for whole Klal Yisrael is one time a day. Once a day. So you have to limit to Chadashim Labakarim. There are very few opportunities. What?
Twice a day.
The Ketores, the Haktores, Haktores. Perhaps Shas Pashle Rabbi. Okay, good. It's one mitzvah, but it's twice a day. It's interesting. The Parsha Ketores doesn't say twice a day. And that's all. It doesn't say twice a day. In the Siddur, after that, it says, in the Parsha Ketores, it doesn't say to it twice a day. By the later, in the Seder, that's why it says v'nemar. If you write in the Karbonis, it says v'yemeshama ma'ish. You say the whole thing. It says v'nemar. It says the pasuk of Shachris and Bein Arba'im. So that is, but it is. It's true. It's twice a day. So it's twice a day. So a whole year. It's 700 something times. So it's up to Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to do a pious because how can someone get it twice? But brismila, he says brismila is plenty of times. So it's so many times, so you can let someone do it twice. If the Ketores would be more often, you'd be able to do it twice. That's a piece of his taina. He answers, maybe, somebody has to do the math, says maybe the mathematics of twice a day, just Kayanim, and the amount of bris milas we have, and whole Klal Yisrael, maybe it's equal. That's what he says. But then, he has a gevaldik kakash. He says, who's the Maktik Tyrus? It should be the Mayil. The Mayil should be the Maktik Tyrus. All right, he's a Messiah also. Why don't we say you shouldn't give two children to one Mayil if the Mayil is the Maktik Tyrus? He says the opposite. That's Kavish. It's the same. So he says a great Teretz. He says, my previous Kasha, here it works. What was my Kasha? The Tyrus is just so few opportunities. So you have to limit to one per customer. For Smila, there are so many. Right, so I answered that. Maybe there are so many, but it's all Klal Yisrael. But Mayalim, there are few Mayalim in Klal Yisrael. There aren't so many people who are capable of Mayalim. So here, we don't limit it. We don't have to limit to one. Because Mayalim, there's just so many Mayalim. There are many opportunities to do Bris Mila. So he says, here, Mamelo, we don't have to limit it to one a day. Mashenka, Bedek Tyres, he says, that's why they're not Makbin. At the end, he says, Al kaponim kol advarim halalu ein lem shayrish v'ikr b'gemara v'akoyel rak derech drash v'remez loy la'akev loy min hakavua u'b'chol medinas poilin ein medagdikim b'zeh. He writes that in Poland the minig is not to be makbid u'b'harma makaymis harav hakavua hu chiyuv l'sandik tamid gam poiki l'seinu ein hakol makbidim b'zeh. So he writes that not everyone is makbid on this. And
Where were they makbid?
Not in Poland. I don't know. In the yeshiva world, they are makbid. I think it makes b'shalom bayis to say one. Well, you have, if God gives you Baruch Hashem a few opportunities, you can be chabad this zayda, the other zayda. You can get kibudim around. But it's interesting. It's rare that you have a ramah and you have the grah. And the Rabbi Yehuda, who seemed to at least make light of it, of these types of minhagim. In general, that generation was very upset with the misplaced emphasis on these type of things, as opposed to things that have a shayrish in the Gemara. So Yeshua had his very strong objection. People are makbid to get married on certain days, nasef achaydish, and different types of kpedis. And he says he doesn't understand. The Mishnah says that it's a maila to get married on Wednesdays because of the bracha ladagim, or on Thursdays because of bracha ladam, and he doesn't see people being married to get married on Wednesday night or Thursday night. No, that doesn't say in Gemara. In the Mishnah it says b'sul nisus l'rivi. Almana, the Gemara says the chamishi. So that's for batei dinim. So the Gemara says that when the batei dinim are not kavur Monday and Thursday, it's not a halacha. But it's still a mitzvah to do it. Taisa says there's not an obligation. But it's a mitzvah to get married Wednesday night because of bracha l'dagim, or Thursday night because of bracha l'adam. Get married Thursday by day. They used to get married by day. What? I don't know. That's also Dava Shein L'Sherish B'Gemara. There are other, you know what it is. Once someone's doing something, you find a reason that it's a good mazel. But you know, it's not always. Yeah. Who? It was that time period. I think it coincided with Hasidus, which put its stress on other things. I'm not a historian, so I don't know. Chuvas to each other? The Gra? I don't know any printed chuvas of the Gra. I don't know. I really don't know. We find Rabbi Kivagrin and the Sivas talked in Ema to each other, and Chabad Shleima wrote to both of them. That's the next generation. But I don't know. I honestly, I'm not. You have to ask the historian. Others are Mechazik and Hasidim to do give it. You know, today it's a hard thing. I don't want to offend anyone. Last week, someone had requested the shul send out an email with Parshas Amon on Tuesday. So the people send it out. They send out everything. They said, you know, don't. I said, first you don't have to send it out. They dump Parshas Amon in all the shuls. The Marbe Shemus everywhere. And I did once a search of the 40,000 Svarim in the Eitz HaChachma, and not one of them brings this minig of saying the whole Eitz HaChachma. Not one of them brings the minig. No one even says it's not a good minig. It is a good minig. No one seems to have heard of the minig. The minig to say Parshas Amon is brought in Shulchan Aruch. And it says the school of Hashiras, but just to say it every single day, the Kavana Meruva, with a lot of Kavana. And then that's the school of Hashiras. So, you know, it's a lot easier to do it once a year than to do it every day. But the problem is, when I tell someone not to say it, then what you should say it? What are you going to do? You're going to read the newspaper? You say Parshas Amon, you can say it all the time. It's just a misplaced emphasis that the Nadi Yehuda, the Gra, the Pnei Yeshua, they were against the priorities being wrong. Bernie Sinepshitz was likely really, yeah, okay. You see, there were two issues. That was an issue of Kabbalah, and that was very much tied to the post Shabtai Tzvi. Who did strange things, and then to answer himself attached it to Kabbalah. So they were really two separate issues. One was the reaction to Shabtai Tzvi, and the other was something totally different. The idea of lighting Neiris in the Beis HaKnesses is brought here in the Shach. Shach Chof Aleph by Bris. He brings this custom to light deiris and shul at a bris. In the yeshiva world, we're not makbid. We understand that it means it's a minhag to make it well lit at a bris, and I think that's why we don't like. However, I have to point out on the top of this page, at the end of Sif Hei, it says when they are twins, the minhag is to light double neiris. So it seems that it's not just to have light, that somehow the meaning of lighting neiris has some deeper meaning. There are those who bring that in the time of the oppressions, the gzeiris against Prismila, they made a simin that a light, a candle in the window, was a simin of a bris. And because of that, it became a sort of a symbol of the defiance against the Gzeiris, against the Smila.
Of course, the candle. They gave the candle down.
Yeah.
there's a meaning brought in the Ramah, but why? I don't know. Yeah, it's an old thing. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought to light candles. The Neiris, Beis HaKnesses, was always called the Kibud, somebody who would provide Neiris. The question is if those Neiris are for light, or those Neiris are for some idea of Neir Hashem Nishmasadam. We like Neiris on the earth side, always. There is some Indian of a Neir. Whether it applies in a shul, I don't know. Very difficult here in shul, where we have carpets on the floor that are flammable. And Amid is not against the wall. When the Amid is against the wall, it's easy to light Neiris. Here, the Amid people walk by. They're always knocking over. What? They're always knocking down things, and it gets me nervous to have candles burning there. So an incandescent Neir is a Neir, so we have the electric Neiris. We happen to have it up on the wall. But there is a, I guess, Chilufei Minhagim on this type of thing. Neir Labar, right. Neir for light. Neir for light. It's a way of raising money, getting someone to contribute to it. No, it was a big thing. People used to contribute candles, and used to fight over the kibbutz to give the candles. We find Dine Tyra, somebody who gave Neiris, and somebody else wants to give Neiris. So we find that idea. We have a little, very little picture of what it was like even 100 years ago. Certainly 150, 200 years ago, what life was like compared to today. We have very small hasagis, and I once mentioned that if you could trade places with Rothschild, would you trade places? Rothschild, a millionaire, of course I would trade places. You know, he had an outhouse, he didn't have plumbing, he traveled by horse. You know, horses don't smell so I'm sure he had an elegant carriage. You know, he didn't. And Neiris, how do you read? You read with Neiris. When you read about Rav Shach, Rav Shach as a boy for night side, you know, his eyes went bad because he didn't have enough candles to learn. You imagine people sitting in a basement, each one with his little candle, and try to learn. You know, today, the boys would, you know, I remember after Sandy, there was one night, we were in the middle of learning here, and there was a blackout. So, oh, great, you know, hooray, blackout, don't think about it, you know, no, you can't learn. So, you know, it just has struck me. So we have the emergency lights upstairs, so I felt. And one of the boys upstairs said, where's everyone going? I got the one in Yeshiva Bachem. So where's everyone going? You know, so we learned by these things. But we have little inkling of what it once was. And the Nair was a big thing in the shul. Whether there's an extra reason for the Nair. So, you know, it does seem that way from the Ramah, who says by twins you light double Nairis. So apparently there's enough light to do a bris with just one. Still you light two. So it does seem that there's something more.
There's once a description of how they learned about logic. Like 200 people, so they sat on one table and there was one candle in between, and the two chavrusas went from one candle. So you saw 200 candles, and that's the way it went.
Must have been a beautiful picture, but they didn't have cameras. Okay. All right, Sifyud Beis. Now we get to the real thing. Now you can last a bris, suda. You have to speak up if you want.
I heard this from a Kamut Kesibiski in Boston. He learned from Rabin and he told him that Masaiti Yomro, the Chapitskayan Davin, was a Hasidim Shtibel in Rabin. The Chapitskayan Davin there, because they used candles. Until then, they were shade big because they had this electricity being installed. And the Chapitskayan wanted to see that they shouldn't be Mishana. They had lanterns. I didn't want the lanterns. This whole hanglong, they called it.
Very hard to understand.
And wanted the doctor to keep the way.
So it's very, very hard to understand that. Okay. Kabbalah on the Kabbalah. Okay, Sifyud Beis. Noyagin lase suda b'yayim amila. The custom is to make a suda on the yayim amila. I think the Gron Mem Zayim brings that the custom stems from Avraham Avinu, who made Simcha Umishta, Mekan Amru, Chachomim, Chayav Adam, Lasei Simcha Umishta, Vaisei Hayayim, Shezacha Lomul Espinoi. Avraham Avinu, Shenema. So this is a minute that goes back to Avraham Avinu to make a Suda, and this we don't find anybody opposing, as far as I can see. So I want to mention, when my first son was born, you know, I was It's funny, when I was 23, I knew everything, you know. And I said, what do you mean? There should be basar, so the simcha. So he made a fleshy gabris. My in-laws paid for it, of course. My parents, my in-laws. And afterwards, they threw away all the chicken and all the meat, and, you know, it was a total waste of money. It was a Sunday brisnach that they usually put away for Shabbos, but, you know. So a terrible waste of money. And after that, that was my last fleshy gabris that I did. I know Rav Kolevsky, all of his shalom was makbid. His son used to daven here. When he made a bris, he was makbid the head table. They put a plate of meat, and they had no milchiks on the head table. Everybody else had milchiks. I was shocked to find in the Tshuvas Maram Shik. Maram Shik is Hungary. That's Midig Yisrael. He writes, Noyagin to make sudas cholov bebrismila. The Midig is to make a milch kasuda at a bris. And he says, smach ledavar. Taisus amayikot, in the sugya of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Taisus says Brismila doesn't count for Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, so it's not Yena level Simcha of a Mishteh, and therefore it's a smach ledavar, it's not a makar, and therefore you don't have to have fleishiks. So I was surprised to see the Maram Shik says the meaning in Hungary was not to make fleishiks. Certainly, nobody said make fleishiks, you're going to throw it out. It's nobody who wants to have fleishiks in the morning. Especially nowadays that people are into drinking coffee. And therefore, the minig is to have milchiks. As far as having bread, I looked around, that I did find in the Chaye Adam, Kuf Mem Tes, Sivkat and Chav Dalit, he says, Hagra hayamoyche la'elu sha'asu mine mesika bulvad. The gra was meicha against those who didn't have bread, they only had cake. I don't think he was meicha against the guests. They chose only TK. He means those who make their sudas habris. And he writes, if you could afford it, you should have bread. I mean, it was very poor. Sudas bread? Okay, so that's what he says, that the suda should be bread. Ramah says, turning to the next page, Yodago lakachas minyan sudas mila. The minyan is to have at least a minyan of people at the suda mikri sudas mitzvah. Now here he says, the chol mi shein ay oichel besudas mila have a kimenuda l'shamayim. Whoever doesn't eat at a sudas besmila is kimenuda l'shamayim. It's bad news. V'davka shematzu sham b'nei adam mehuganim. That's only if proper people are sitting. Avodinsu b'nei adam sheinu mehuganim ain't tzarach lechol sham. If there are people there ain't mehuganim, our Chashulchan writes quite somewhat humorously. He says, therefore, by us, there's no kapeda. By us, there's no kapeda. Oy, dogu lasi suda umishta b'leil Shabbos. Lacha shaday l'dzachar. There's another custom, Maish, you wanted to know. The custom of making a shalom zachar. Suda umishta b'leil Shabbos. Lacha shaday l'dzachar. Nichnosim eitzel hatinik litoim shav. Hugadke sudas mitzvah. The minig is to make a suda eitzel hatinuk. So it seems in shul is not really a kiyum of that minig. The minig is to do an eitzel hatinuk, and the reason that's brought, part of the reason of the suda is to be to be menachem the baby on the Torah that he forgot after he was born. The Taz Yud Gimel at the end says, "V'trisha hevi tshuvas maram menachem ashenegi b'shabes levakir etz alatinik anoylid shu oval al teirose sheshakach." You visit him because of the learning he forgot. If you have to visit people and they forget learning, you'd have to visit me all the time. What? It's interesting. We don't make a suda with bread.
It's more of a happy or navelous.
Yeah, the atmosphere is happier than it is avelus. I don't know. It's nichum avelim. I guess you want to cheer up the baby. I don't know. That's why for a girl, of course she learns Torah.
Of course she does.
The gra in his pirish on Mishlei, and when we learned Mishlei the Hakels, I read the gra. There are two gras in Mishlei. You just have to happen to know the two of them. There are two gras on what you learn in your mother's womb. In one of them, he says that every child learns in his mother's womb the amount of Torah that's expected from him to learn in his lifetime. He doesn't want to call it Torah Kula. People say, learn call it Torah Kula in your mother's womb. No. He says, in the mother's womb, there's a malach who learns with you, He learns what you have to learn. Each person, kafi ruchai, kafi the society he's born into, the generation he's born into. You know, I don't think that they learned with me and you the whole Yerushalmi and all the Tesefdis and all the, you know, if they did, we're in trouble. Because, they, you know, whatever is expected of that person to learn, that's what's learned. And when he's born, he forgets it. Presumably, that could apply to a woman or even to a guy. Taisa says, and these are Sheva Mitzvahs, but there are things that people have to know. There's a second Gra in Mishlei. The Gra later writes, when he talks about death, he says when a person dies, a Malach comes and asks him. He asks him, you know, kavati itim, all these questions. He says, that Malach is the same Malach that taught you in the womb. That Malach comes and he says, I learn with you, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Did you learn all of them? See, if it has you, if you learned all things that you were supposed to learn. That's what the Gra says. Rav Palm, in his Sefer, totally out of character, in Atar Lamelech, he has one page in which he writes that the Gabi Dechiev of Oviv Shlam De Torah, he says that he brings from the Shulchan Harav in Hilchos HaMatayra that if a person comes L'Chamei V'Esrim and there's one part of what he is supposed to learn, not called Torah Kula, what he thought that he didn't learn, so he's got to come back to learn the thing that he didn't learn. He says that's why it says that Rabbi Mevi'e Lo'olam Haba. Which Rabbi Mevi'e Lo'olam Haba? He says Afil Lo'amanimai Halacha Achas. Why Afil Lo'amanimai Halacha Achas? Because maybe that halacha is the one that you have to know. And if you don't know it, so you're gonna have to, you're not Mevi'e Lo'olam Haba, you're gonna have to come back. So he writes this idea that a person should be machaved every minute of his learning. Even this Gra you have to hear in this world if you're here today, right? So that amount of learning that you have to have. Yes. The minig of a Vachnacht. So that is not brought here, that's brought in Yerdei Chelek Beis at the end of the Simin on Tishuf, on Tamim Tiyah Hashem Lekecha. So it says there in the Ramah that Hanoyagin Lagod Shulchan, there were people the day before the Bris, they would do a certain thing, and it says you're not allowed to do it. So there it says in the Gilyan, but what we call a Vachnacht has a Bakar. We don't do, what they did is they had a certain bed in which they put food as sort of a sacrifice to the Malach. So he says, what we do, a Vachnacht, that's the Gemara calls Yeshua HaBen, and some say that the Vachnacht, some say that Yeshua HaBen. They learned Zayar, yeah, the Sfaradim learned Zayar, I think, right, the night before. So they have two minhagim. There's a certain amount of Zayar you're supposed to learn. So either the father learns it all, or he invites a lot of people, they divide it. Each person learns a page, so it gets learned from everyone collectively, right? That's it. Yes? What? What has no shaykhs?
The son's offer, because I'm famous. You're saying the point of why you should do it for a girl as well. I should have to do that.
Yeah, okay. So there's no avelus, maybe, on the girl. Okay.
So the
Gra doesn't say Beferish girls are included. I'm saying Lefita Gra, we can understand that girls could be included. The Gra doesn't say one way or the other. There's no Avelos on Shabbos, but Menachem, you could be Menachem on Shabbos.
So why do you want
to make a Shalom the Keva? I don't know, maybe his forgetting the learning is not such a tragedy. It should be a girl too. Could be that a girl's, the expectations of a girl are so minimal that you don't have to be Menachem. I don't know. Now they say that Shabina Rav's Rebbetzin was a Bucky. They printed Hagdamah to David Mesharim, I think, the Shabina Rav, that once he was in a Din Torah, and his Rebbetzin called him out and said, you forgot a Tosfos and Psachim. He told him. I saw a Negev give a Sailam, and a parallel story. Rav Shach was by Rabbi Zalman as a Bacher. He learned the Kletzk, so he was by Rabbi Zalman for a Suda. He quoted a Pasuk in Mishlei. So the Rebbetzin, Rabbi Zalman had a very famous Rebbetzin, Bela Hinda. She's credited with Rabbi actually writing Devin Ozel, which may or may not be true. But the Shach quoted a Pasuk in Mishlei. So she corrected him. She said, you're saying the Pasuk wrong. So Rashak said, say the pasuk right. So she went, she got a mishle, she was right. Rashak got a taisvis, elu mitzias, mami gimel amir aleph, the bottom taisvis, who quotes, where the Gemara says, talks about the three times of Tam Chalk Mishlei, Taisus quotes the pasuk in Mishle the way Rav Shach said it. He has a word. So it's a pella. Rav Shach knew Mishle from Taisus. She knew Mishle from Mishle. So I would tell you the pasuk. I'm not going to quote it right. So oh, so I'm getting back to the Siddhas Hamila. I'm not sure. I'll tell you the truth. The minute we say you don't invite, it's in the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva here brings in Yud Ches, but you have to read what he says. People sometimes make a mistake. I'm bereit to show my rich Yud Ches. My shikosav leben lachein yitzave. But Tshuva's makom shmul kasev b'shem sefer shar b'tzav. Toiv levatel. Ma shahashamish kairei al sudas b'smila. Ulay lo yelchu b'tamim b'savi yichas shalom b'chlal nidoy. You can't invite somebody to. No, to the Suda of the Bris. Yeah. So you can't invite someone to a Bris. So you can't invite someone to the Suda, which means you're in a shul, and they make an announcement, everyone's invited downstairs for the Suda. That you're not supposed to do. It's the Suda Sabris that you don't invite people to. I once had an interesting Claire. I once had two Shabbos Bris. So one Shabbos Bris was in a shul nearby here in Ocean Area. I went from here to there for the Bris, and then I was going to Abu J for the second Bris. So I went to the Bris, and then the person called out, everyone's invited downstairs for the Suda. Now I'm stuck, right? I wasn't planning to say that. I had to go to the other Bris. So I was wondering, maybe that's not Bechlal Nidui. I was invited to Suda Sabris. So I'll eat the second Suda Sabris. I'll tell Aliyo, I'll see you in a few minutes. You know, like I'm walking down there and I'll see him there. So I wonder, is it a chi of each Bris? Or a chiv at a bris. I don't know. He's meduda if he doesn't. No, if you're invited. He's saying it says, so what does it have to do with invitations, you mean? Yeah, what if the bris is in one room, the suda somewhere else? You think so? I don't know. You're right. What? People have personal reasons that they're not going to go to the Suda. You want to run home, you want to run to work, you want to run to learn. What? Because it says that if you're only at Suda's Bris, you're Bechlal Nidui. So whatever your reasons are, they're not good enough reasons. You're supposed to be Nehenna. What? The Nidui? Alright, so it doesn't say the Makar, the Agadita of the Nidui, is because it says that Elio goes to all the Brisim. So Elio said, but I'm a Kanoi, you want me a Brisson? So Baruch Shalom said, okay, I'll be Michael, whoever participates. So that's the Bris, not the Suda. I tell you the truth, I'm knowing, I may be wrong. A lot of times I have Brisson in the morning, and I just don't have the time to stay for the Suda. So I'm knowing, I drink from the wine a little bit to be in the head of the Suda. But I don't know, is drinking from the wine the head of the Suda? The Suda's downstairs, and the... What? Yesuda. Yeah, but finally, Tabis haven't. People have reasons. They got to run to work. Yeah, Tabis haven't. So, Bela, he won't go. So, I don't know. I think from now on, I'm going to take on a chumrah to always take a Danish and a bris. And the question is somebody asked, is it enough to take it home or you have to eat it at the Suda? So, I guess I'll have to be mapped into. Okay. Take two.